Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tommy Beal as we talk about market outlook with Tommy right after this.
Coming up August 24th and 25th, it's the big event at Express Ranches. It all starts Friday the 24th at noon with a video sale of 140 registered Angus fall calving cows and 3-in-1 packages followed by the Superior Express. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., the big event sale live at Express Ranches selling 500 registered Angus cows, bred heifers, show heifers, prospects, and donor females. Most sales are on RFD TV. Call Express Ranches today, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
Neighbors, if you apply untreated phosphorus fertilizer in the fall, fixation could have your wheat underperforming come harvest. Luckily, adding Avail to your fall applied phosphorus supercharges your pea, protecting it from fixation. So the more the pea you apply in the fall will be available when your wheat needs it. And the more pea your wheat sees, the more yield you'll see. An average of 6.9 bushels per acre, to be exact. Visit sfp.com or call 888-446-GROW and see what Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer can do for you. Providing a market outlook at the 2012 Southern Plains Beef Symposium over this last week in Ardmore, Oklahoma, was Tommy Beal. Tommy was with Cattle Facts for a lot of years. Now he's got his own consulting firm and talked about several factors impacting our cattle markets here in 2012. And he says at the very top of the list, weather, weather, weather.
Weather's absolutely the driver in this thing. And fortunately, it's been 2 years of a drought, a very, very serious historic drought, 2 years back to back. And it's grown this year to the point where it covers like 60 to 70% of the cattle industry. So the extent of it is certainly the driver. And we are a land-based industry, and we can't get along without feed and water. And it's probably the biggest driver. Second, probably key factor in this bunch of balls that we have in the air is just cattle numbers. We've spent most of the last 15 years liquidating cattle, and the last 5 years especially liquidating cow numbers. So we've definitely got a smaller cattle herd. And we're setting the stage now for smaller and a bigger decline in beef production. So those are the big drivers right now. And looking long term, we have to have demand, obviously, and exports are a key part of that. And those have been positive trends in our business. But right now, it's survival of this year. And weather, grain prices have become, in the last 60 days, a gigantic issue. Mm-hmm. It's had a huge impact on the value of feeder cattle and calves. And so just this year's grain prices, grain rationing that's going to have to go on over the next several months or next year is becoming probably the most central issue in our economics of our business over the next year.
You know, we saw just a tremendous downdraft on this cattle set of cattle prices, particularly calf prices and yearling prices in June, early July. Have you really seen anything like that during your career?
The closest thing I've seen to it was probably in the mid-1970s, and it was a similar situation when we had a drought that shortened the grain crop at the same time that year that we had exports to Russia, and that's the first time we'd ever had big grain exports. Had a similar impact on corn prices. Corn prices went above the fed cattle market, and it had a devastating impact on the value of feeder cattle and calves. The difference that year was we were at the top of the cycle and not the bottom. And we had too many supplies at the same time corn went up and all those other issues. So the one difference this year is that we're at the low side of the cycle. We've spent a number of years liquidating cattle, and our supplies are small.
Tommy Beal talking cattle market conditions with us. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
High-quality seed wheat will make you money. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms has a good supply of several varieties that can help you raise more bushels of wheat, including Duster, Endurance, Billings, and Garrison. Call Joe or Ann Shirley at Shirley Farms, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Call Joe or Ann today and book your seed wheat for this fall. 800-638-9289, Shirley Farms.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.